Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Holy crap, it's hump day. How the hell did that happen? Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
Everyone had a nice 4-day weekend.
Yeah. I mean, it was hotter than hell.
Oh, my God.
I'm sure you all know. I mean, there's you say hotter than hell, and then you just sort of, that's just a phrase, right?
Sure. And then right up until it is. I mean, how much hotter could hell be than that? That was hot.
109 at my house, dude.
Yep. We had 108 on Sunday. I guess whatever the hottest day was. Yesterday was downright pleasant at 90 degrees.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this is nothing.
Yeah, the heat wave has passed, so that's good news. I mean, if you're waking up this morning looking for good news, there's some good news. The heat wave has passed. And I don't see it.
Insane.
At least in the long-term forecast, I don't see it popping back up. So we're due for at least a week break.
That'd be nice. It'd be nice if things just calmed down. And some wind would be great, too, because if we could get rid of the smoke. Like, it is so thick here and disgusting. Whoa. Just orange sky. Just brownish orange all day long.
The lack of wind, though, actually helps the firefighters.
That is true. That's true.
While you want your breathable air, they are still fighting insane fires. Insane. It's insane. So, and I actually have a story, which I'll do in the news, but it's in the Merc. And it's just about this particular season and why it's so. And it's all just very matter of fact. Yes, climate change is real, but this is very much about we're having a drought yet again, and we didn't have a blah blah blah. They did sign a deal though to start taking care of the forests, like managing them, which was supposed to start this year. And I guess you could call that what they're doing right now.
Right.
Oh,
hilarious.
Dear.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you have fallen over, Vincent.
Do you see me?
I see your hand.
We see your hand.
Okay.
I see some junk in the background.
I just was talking. I just moved, hit the table and the thing dropped. Hold on, please.
It's okay. Well, let's get everything all set here. Oh, boy. So, Brent, how was your weekend?
Oh, it was great.
Millbrae was what, like 85 and perfect?
No, we, you know, believe it or not, it's hot out here, too. It's hard.
What?
I mean,
impossible to believe.
I know. It's crazy.
Are you choking with the smoke?
No, I mean, it comes and goes. You know, it feels like it clears up in the afternoon. And
maybe those chemtrails drag it away.
Yeah, it's the chemtrails for sure.
Yeah. I don't know. And what about Benicia? How's Benicia doing?
Oh, it was really hot. Like, really hot. Thank God.
How's that AC doing?
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah.
I saw that pic you posted and was like, oh, she's having the time of her life.
Yeah,
with
she's
her
like
sangria and
relaxed with her drink.
You put pants on. Who puts pants on?
Pants. Pants. Yeah. Like a wrong choice.
Well, that's what the AC did to me. I got spoiled that. I was like, oh, it's not going to be that hot out there. And I walked out. I'm like, oh, this is bearable. And then it wasn't. And sweat was rolling down my back. That was fun.
Oh, well, you
that's
can
a
tell
nice
from
feeling.
The picture. I mean, you looked absolutely blissful.
Breezy.
With your sangria. Yeah. And your,
that was
one
so
of your
refreshing.
Friends wrote something like, that's my best friend.
Yeah.
And I thought, I thought, not anymore, punk. I've moved in. I'm just about the right to play this way. You know what? Her friends don't know me. They're going to be like, who's the BH that's writing on your... never mind. Anyway,
that is so funny, though.
Maybe, except I don't really know your friends and don't know if they could take the joke or if they'd be like, hey, who's that jerk?
Well, they better get used to it.
Yeah, they would have taken the joke.
All right, well, good to know because,
next
you know...
Next time.
There are those moments right now where that's the entertainment for the day. Like, yeah. Wow, we are still here.
Yep. Here yeah. We still are. John and I were talking about it last night, just like, when does it end? Like, and even when we get the vaccine, like, are there going to be fights over that? Or are people going to refuse to take it? Yep. Or is it going to be, and then are we still, are masks the new way of life? Forever? Like,
no, I won't wear a mask forever.
Go away. Ugh.
But you can ask your parents if they're going to take it. They'll be your test. If you want to test the
let me ask my mom right now.
Yeah. So there's your answer. The same people who said no masks for us might probably be the same people who say no, I won't be taking that
when it's available.
I lost my. What was I going to say? I forgot.
Something about.
Oh,
wearing masks. Or
well, no. As you were saying, is this the new normal? I was thinking. So yesterday was the first day of school.
Oh. Mm.
And so this for me, look, I get it. There are parents, there's single parents out there who are like, I'm dealing with three kids, work. I get it. You are amazing. And I am not. So I'm admitting that up front. I am not that. I never wanted to be that. And I won't be able to be that even if I try.
Right.
But yes, so all summer, I've done my daddy daycare duty, which is, you know, I made him. I got to watch him.
Oh,
so I've been doing that because, you know, the older one, she's six. She still needs someone to watch her. I can't just let her run. So I've been doing both kids all summer. And that's fine. But yesterday was supposed to be back to school, everybody. So we were off, right? So I go for a surf, which I'll tell you the story about Big Basin because that's the spot I went to and I got a good look at that. Boy, that burned way more than I thought.
Oh, yeah.
It burned across the road onto the beach side. It burned that down too. Anyway, I get home at 10 o'clock and I'm about to start my daycare thing and there's my older kid. Hey, Dad. I'm like, how's school going? I'm done. We got out early. I'm like,
oh,
you have had. Did I lose Sarah? What happened?
No, I'll be back. I'll be back. I got kicked out of the meeting somehow. I don't know what happened.
Oh, boy. And she's like, yeah, we got done early. And I'm thinking every parent has been waiting on this back to school moment for a break from the kids. The last thing anyone wanted was an early day.
No.
I'm sure they were,
no
you know,
days.
Look, I get it. The teachers are trying to work on something that's unprecedented, and this is just the first day of it. But the last thing we want is early days, teachers. You can write and be mad at me, but I'm just telling you, I was like, you're off? Wait, so you're with me and the baby again? Yeah, what do you want to do? I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I want to put you in front of your computer and make you do schoolwork. That's what I want.
All day.
Oh, my God. Don't let them out early. Jesus. So that was like the start of
oh, my God.
We can't. What?
I feel your pain so hard.
At least take those kids to lunchtime for crying out loud. My God.
Right. What time was this?
This was at 10 when I got, I timed my arrival, so I was starting my 10 o'clock, done.
The teacher's like, man, your kids are exhausting. Like,
what time did it start?
8, I guess.
Oh, God, 2 hours, and then.
And I don't, look, I guess it was the first day, so maybe this was just, you know, I don't know. I usually think, like, everyone always thought, God. Oh, the first day of school is going to be easy. But most of the time, the teachers are like, no, school's starting. Let's go. We're working.
Yeah.
We start. Let's, you know, what do you think? We're just going to hang around and have donuts? No.
Wow, that's
get started.
That's what we have now.
Well,
only
but,
if you have
but
donuts
yeah,
your
that
house,
was though. That was a cold splash of water. And of course, I was cranky the rest of the day because I'm just like, oh, my God. How did this happen?
We need a nanny around here. What is the deal? And I don't even think you could find those, like, COVID-free nannies must be.
They are just a high-priced commodity.
Well, I'm sure they're hard to find,
black market,
right?
for the COVID-free nanny. Yeah, I'm
anyway,
sure they're not easy.
My thing fell. Anyway,
what is
my
happening?
Thing's fine.
With
you know what?
That's
I'm
fine. You know
still
what? Leave
fine.
It. Just leave it. Yeah. Just leave that thing. Totally fine.
You know what was while we were off, someone played with that. I did find that in another room. So
that's the it happens. Yeah.
Yeah. 4 day break.
Eventually, they get old enough to not play with your things anymore. They're not interested in your things. Someday.
Anyway, someday back again. To my big basin story. So that spot that I surf there fairly regularly. It's out of town. It's up north. It's headed towards San Mateo County.
Right.
It's the spot where the lightning strikes hit. And unbeknownst to me, I don't know, this was maybe 3 weeks ago now, I went there, I guess it was 4 or 5 days after that lightning storm, but mm-hmm. really before the thing, you know, started getting super dangerous.
Yeah.
And I went there just because it was a chance for me to go surfing, and that's the picture I took with the smoke behind me. Do you remember that photo mm-hmm. I posted? So that's the spot, and that burned. It's Big Basin National Forest. It's been in the news. It's you know, it's our oldest national park or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And this is what has happened for thousands of years. The forests overgrow, a lightning strikes, the things burn out and they regrow. And it's the natural course of things. And this is the way that went down. It's just that we've decided to live among them. Those forests, I mean. And not
Without
maintain the forest,
them.
Right? Exactly, right.
I'm getting rid of
so,
the scrub.
But it was a look at it, and it was blackened. It is what it is. It's rough.
Yeah,
did not look good.
No, it seems like the big trees survived this. Like they mm-hmm. even say, when you cut them down, you know, you can see what years there were big fires and stuff. But all the infrastructure there and all the buildings, like there's historical buildings. And they're just everything's mm-hmm. just gone. It just got swept. It's terrible. And the thing is, even if the forest ultimately survives it, it still looks like hell for years.
Yeah, a lot of people wrote in when I first mentioned that it's not going to be the same in our lifetime. The forests always regrow. I understand they regrow, yeah. but in our lifetime, that forest won't look like it looked. It will take some time, and that's cool. I mean, we clearly need to start managing our forests or right. we're going to deal with this in ways, you know,
worse
many
worse
years
the
down
time.
The line. This right. is going to be the cycle if we don't deal with it. So anyway, whatever.
Well, and it's just, you know, this is the third or the fourth really hellacious fire season. I mean, this mm-hmm. is, you know, we have a fire season every year, but I mean, I've lived here. How long have we lived here? 23 years? Well, I've lived here 23 years, and it's, you know, these have been the worst. I mean, and I get that there have been other enormous fires, but this is just, it feels like all of a sudden every year I'm dreading the fires.
Well, our boy Eddie went through this, and I don't think it was last year. Was it the year before when Malibu was burning?
Mm-hmm.
But that Malibu dealt with a catastrophic fire as well, and he was on the run. If you remember, yeah. he was posting like, I've been evacuated, and I'm sitting on a hilltop looking, watching my house, as if that's going to help
survive it.
Right. So
yeah, it's definitely really scary, and it's just, you know, when you see some of the neighborhoods that have gone and whole towns, you know, it makes you feel like there's no place safe. It can happen anywhere. Lightning mm-hmm. strikes don't give a rat's ass; they just strike wherever they want. And if it starts, that's. Oof, boy, this is getting dark. So, do we? Anybody have any fun over the long weekend?
No, my fridge didn't get fixed.
Oh no!
So that gets
oh my
no,
god!
No,
it didn't work.
Oh Jesus! I forgot all about the fridge. Tell us everything. Did the guy come on
Saturday?
Nothing
to tell. I mean, this is the deal. So the fridge, the guy came. He put in the part. He said, "Don't touch that thing for 24 hours." And we said, okay. And 24 hours later, I opened it up and it was warm. It was it went from at least having some, like, I don't know, whatever it had. I don't know what it was spitting out before, but it went to nothing.
So yeah, that's dead. And so our new fridge, we have a fridge arriving for the garage today.
Oh,
we got
oh
a
my
cheap
goodness.
One.
Oh, that's
They're
great.
They're delivering it today. We're set for the delivery window. And thankfully, you forget just how much you need a fridge. We've needed this. So,
yeah, holy crap. Oof. So what's going to happen with the big built-in fridge?
It's going to have to go.
Oh, boy.
But we can't deal with that in a timely manner. So we needed something right
yes.
now.
Well, absolutely. I mean, that's... You gotta, especially the way you guys eat. I mean, you're all about fresh foods with the kids.
Have to be, right? My kid's diet absolutely needs certain things. There's no takeout. Zero
oh,
takeout. So
oh,
we've
God,
been dealing.
So hard.
It's
that
yeah.
is so,
so
hard.
We're,
cause it's
today
so, like,
will be a better day. Hopefully the kids in school, all, at least till lunchtime, and our fridge will arrive and we'll have some cold food, which or a place to put, actually keep food.
Right.
And then we can sort of, you know, start from a base level. All right, here's normal.
We're have
back
a
up
fridge.
To normal.
We're right. like a normal family with all our mod cons. Oh, my God. Well, we had this whole weekend with the heat. Our AC just can't keep up. I don't know what's going on with our AC. But, you know, as soon as it gets cool, even if it's smoky out, we're like, open all the windows. Cool this place down. It's so
really
yes because
you just put that thing in.
I put it in a few years ago, and we've had it actually serviced, and they came out when, and of course when they come out, it's working perfectly. And then of course he goes, hey, yeah, call me next time it's really hot and, you know, it's not working. Maybe that's, and then of course you call him, he's like, well, you know, I can maybe come in like 10 days. I got, you know, because everyone
right.
having their problems.
Right.
So whatever. It's just, you know, in the morning, everything's, we close every window shade and try and keep it cool as long as possible and keep the AC, you know, it's whatever. Who cares? It's, we lived. We survived it. And frankly, it's every fan is going. And so that's, you know, you can lay down under one of those. Oh, and just allow yourself. Do you have to give in to the sweat? You have to, like for girls, there's these beads of sweat that start under your boobs.
Oh yeah, that's the best, especially when you're wearing a t-shirt and then it, you get up and it's
just
right there,
right
just
underneath your boobs. And right, mm-hmm. And then if you're sitting up or whatever, and then there's just roll, you can feel it go down your rib, mm-hmm. and then down. Sometimes it pools in your belly button. Oh God, it's
it tickles.
Just, oh, it's delightful.
How can you get rid of the undersweat boob thing? Can you
deodorant?
Just like grab them and hold them up like just to get them some air? Does that make
yeah,
sense?
Yeah, I suppose you could do that, but then, you know, what are you going to hold them up all day? You
yeah.
know?
I know some
Listen,
people
ladies,
put rub deodorant.
With greatness
it.
Comes great responsibility. I'm sorry you have to deal with that, but you are.
You're
there
Spider-Man.
Is no question. You're you're the best. There's nothing better.
Yeah.
Nobody better.
So, but I took up a new hobby over the weekend, and that's,
oh,
and
I
actually
saw the pictures.
I found out that that's actually, I totally lost myself in it. I was like, who cares how hot I am? I am poking rocks with a painted stick. I'm totally into it. In fact, last night I got a bunch of them Mod Podged and ready to go for today. So if I have a chance,
what does
today,
Mod Podged mean?
It's like, you remember when you were a kid, you'd make collages in art class, you'd cut out little pieces of magazine, and then you'd put this like sort of like paste paint over it that would seal
right.
the top. It's called Mod Podge. It's, you know, it's like crafter's crap.
Okay.
So I did that to rocks. I mean, and actually it was kind of nice. I waded in the creek and, you know, with my Crocs on, and I pulled up, and I was, this looks like a good rock. Put that in the bag, you know. Came home, scrubbed the rocks down. Ugh, bogus, covered in green stuff. And
are you coming up with your own patterns, or is there a pattern maker that you use?
Well, I'm coming up with my own patterns because you have to fill the rock, but there's a basic, you know, technique to it. It's a big dot in the middle, and then you put little dots around it, and, you know, use whatever colors make you happy. And I don't know. It's awesome. I'm totally into it. You know me. This is it. I'm painting rock. And by the way, I'm writing my Instagram address on the back of it.
Oh,
because we're hiding these. I like
around
when
town?
I leave. Yeah, if I leave the house, I haven't left the house all weekend. But and it's been smoky, so there was not any walking. But I'm gonna hide them. So every time I leave the house, I'm gonna put one in my pocket and, you know, nestle it in somewhere. Because it made me so happy. About a week ago, I found this painted rock. I was just having, you know, how days are these days. It's just, I was like, and I just found this little rock painted orange with a smiley face on it. And I went, that makes me so happy. Like, just that someone did that and put that on my back steps. Like, that's so nice. So I thought, I'm going to try and do this. And I'm going to try and make it. So I'm putting my little Instagram thing on there. So you can have the rock. You take it or just leave it or relocate it, whatever you want. But if you see it, it has my little thing on it. Tag me on it. Tag.
Oh.
Slappy stuff.
That's so my, you haven't
that's my
hit
craft
any rocks
Instagram.
Yet. You have a pile of
no.
rocks
I have
hide.
A pile of rocks that are, right. But you know, once the air clears, I'm telling you, you can't go outside. I mean, I don't know how it is at your house, and I know it's different everywhere and how dependent on the winds and stuff.
No, it's been bad.
It is settled over. It's like, it just looks like Beijing outside. It's disgusting. Like you can't see trees in the next yard over. It's hideous.
Yeah, it's bad. I think everybody's got that right now. It's just, but the lack of wind, which we're going to have for another couple days, I think, is going to help them deal with. There's a huge fire near Fresno Way that, do you hear those people had to be airlifted out and everything?
No. Oh my
God. Oh man.
How
I guess they
frightening.
Were all, camping and they were trapped.
Did they have cell service? So they were able to.
Yeah. And there were people posting from the spot with the fire around them. It's super scary. And yet, you know, I mean, it's one of those things where it's fire season. And I know that people were asked not to go camping or, you know, but they did anyway.
Right.
Just like they hit the beach in big numbers, even though they were asked not
to
do that.
Oh, I can't wait to hear about that. Oh,
well,
boy,
there's nothing to say. I mean, people did what they did. It's, oh God, Bryn's saying, get out of here.
Yeah. By the way, my mother says, yes, she would take the
vaccine. Oh my goodness. I'm shocked.
Yeah. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Hump day.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.